Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 Peter 1:3 to 9. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 to 9. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by his great mercy that we have been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation, and we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled beyond the reach of change and decay. And through your faith, God is protecting you by his power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. So be truly glad. There is wonderful joy ahead, even though you must endure many trials for a little while. These trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold, though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. You love him even though you have never seen him. Though you do not see him now, you trust him, and you rejoice with a glorious, inexpressible joy. The reward for trusting him will be the salvation of your souls. My theme for reflection is living hope in a fragile world. Living hope in a fragile world. If hope had a heartbeat, it would sound like resurrection, steady, defiant, and alive even when everything around it seems fragile. Now, friends, have you ever noticed how we say, "I hope," about almost everything? I hope the weather is good. I hope the meeting goes well. I hope this Wi-Fi doesn't fail me now. Most of our hopes are small, uncertain, and easily shaken. But the hope Peter speaks about is not like that. It is not wishful thinking. It is a living certainty. Writing to scattered believers in Asia Minor, many of whom were strangers, migrants, and socially marginalized, Simon Peter reminds them that they have been born again into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. These were people who did not quite belong, economically limited, culturally different, sometimes misunderstood or mistreated. Yet Peter reframes their identity. They are not abandoned, they are chosen. They are not empty. They have an inheritance that cannot perish. That is deeply relevant for us today, because many Christians across the world, especially in diaspora contexts, know what it means to feel like outsiders, navigating new systems, facing subtle exclusion, carrying quiet anxieties about stability, identity, and belonging. Yet this text reminds us that our deepest identity is not determined by passports, status, or social acceptance, but by God's act of new birth. Our hope is not tied to circumstances, but anchored in resurrection. Jürgen Moltmann once wrote that hope is nothing else than the expectation of those things which faith has believed to have been truly promised by God. This resonates profoundly here. Christian hope is not naive optimism. It is confidence grounded in God's character and in the historical reality of Christ's resurrection. Our scripture itself balances this beautifully. Romans 5 verse 3 to 5 reminds us, suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame. Hope is not the absence of suffering, it is the transformation of suffering. Try us refined faith like fire refines gold. But let us linger there for a moment, because gold does not become pure by being admired. It becomes pure by being tested. The fire is not comfortable. It burns. It exposes. It strips away what is weak and false. In the same way, the pressures you carry, the job that feels uncertain, the applications that go unanswered, the quiet loneliness of living far from home, the silent prayers that seem to echo without reply, these are not signs that God has stepped away. They are often the very places where God is most deeply at work, purifying, strengthening, and reshaping your faith into something resilient and enduring. Life in our time can wound the soul in subtle ways. Rejection emails, delayed visas, misunderstood identities, friendships that fade, doors that seem permanently closed. These experiences can quietly whisper lies. You are not enough. You are forgotten. You do not belong. But the gospel speaks louder. You are chosen. You are known. You are held. What the world calls rejection, God often uses as redirection. What feels like delay, God uses as formation. And so Peter's words take on flesh in our lives. Even when we do not see Christ, we love him. Not because everything makes sense, but because something deeper holds us. Even when we cannot trace his hand, we trust his heart. And in that tension between what we feel and what we believe, there emerges a strange and beautiful reality, a joy that does not depend on circumstances, a quiet strength that refuses to collapse, a hope that does not flicker with changing seasons. This is what he calls inexpressible and glorious joy. So what does this mean for us today? It means we live differently, not untouched by pain, but unbroken by it. We do not collapse under pressure because we know the pressure is not pointless. We do not define ourselves by rejection because our identity is not given by people, but secured in God. We do not measure our lives only by visible success because we are anchored in an invisible promise. We carry within us a living hope. A hope that breathes when everything else feels suffocating. A hope that stands when everything else feels unstable. A hope that reminds us that this present moment, however difficult, is not the final chapter. And because of that hope, we rise each day, not merely to survive, but to trust, to endure, and to believe that God is still writing a story that will end in glory. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where am I placing my sense of worth, in human approval or in God's promise? Number two, how might my current struggles be shaping rather than destroying my faith? And now our practical exercise for the day. Intentionally encourage one person who feels overlooked or discouraged. Speak life into them. In doing so, you become a vessel of the same living hope you have received. Living God, we thank you for the gift of new birth and the living hope we have in Jesus Christ. When life feels uncertain and our hearts grow weary, remind us that our inheritance is secure in you. Strengthen our faith through every trial and fill us with a joy that cannot be shaken. Help us to see ourselves as you see us, loved, chosen, and held. And make us bearers of hope to others through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forever.